Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
For anyone, I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. As I mentioned earlier, as I watched last night's events unfold, you had this 40-minute conversation between Netanyahu and Trump. Then you had Netanyahu briefing his war cabinet. I started to get a very, very uncomfortable feeling what was going to happen. And then there was a strange announcement about, no, there's going to be more talks over the weekend. But there is no doubt in my mind that we are reaching an end point one way or another around the Iranian and nuclear discussion. Professor Eitan Gilboa is from the Center for International Communication. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Okay, thanks, Howard.
It's starting to look as though this is going to come to a conclusion one way or another. How much chance do you think there is of diplomacy working in this regard?
It's hard to tell when it comes to Trump. Trump is very much interested in an agreement. He does not want a war with Iran, whether American forces or Israeli forces or a combination of American and Israeli forces. He announced that he wants to end wars, prevent wars, not starting wars. The United States has held five rounds of negotiations with Iran. And we heard yesterday that the sixth one is scheduled for next weekend. I think the conversation between Trump and Netanyahu the other day meant to clarify two issues. One issue is Trump wanted to make sure that Israel does not take any military action on its own as long as negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are continuing. And the second issue is what to do if Iran rejects again all American proposals, and it would seem that the chance for an agreement does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
The assumption is that if this would be the case, then the United States would allow Israel to attack Iranian military installations. On the other hand, it's quite possible that the United States, that Trump may be using the threat of an Israeli or Israeli and American military action in Iran to simply pressure Iran in making some concessions. There's one major obstacle, and that is enrichment. The United States does not want Iran to enrich any uranium on Iranian soil. Iran wants to keep this option. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when Iran says that it is pursuing only a nuclear program for peaceful purposes, this has always been a lie. You don't need to enrich to 60% uranium for peaceful purposes. You need only 3.6%. So they have been lying and cheating, and they are trying to save time and conduct negotiations forever. This is something that Trump has rejected. But Iran said, the foreign minister of Iran, Akachi, said yesterday that Iran rejects the American proposal for a deal, and it would respond of its own proposal within the next 4 days. So I imagine that once you have an American draft proposal and you have an Iranian draft proposal, the question is whether or not some compromise could be reached. And I guess that this would be known this week or maybe at the beginning of next week.
Mm. So the fact that this is where we're at, Israel is perhaps being used as a stick. It's perhaps real. Is there any way Are there any indications that we could look to see what is really happening?
Not really. Although I must say that negotiations of this kind, especially what we call nuclear negotiations, are supposed to be secret. They are supposed to be hidden from the public view, because these are critical issues. Nuclear weapons are not just weapons, especially in the hands of the Iranian Ayatollahs, who are the most extreme leaders on Earth in terms of ideology and sponsoring of violence and terrorism almost everywhere. So the combination of extreme ideology and extreme weapons is a prescription for disaster. So these kind of negotiations are supposed to be held in secret. The fact that almost everything is made in public is unheard of, is highly problematic, especially Trump. You know, Trump couldn't keep anything secret. He just talks freely about all the issues, about all the problems. And so I think that this approach to negotiations, to nuclear negotiations, is making progress more difficult to achieve.
So what do you think the chances are of there being a diplomatic solution to this?
I think if I were to assign percentage, I would say there is still a 60% chance for an agreement and 40% for failure, because the two sides, both Iran and the United States, are interested in an agreement. And perhaps the way out of the major differences would be to agree on like an interim agreement. This is done in negotiations of this kind. So the sides agreed that, say, in the next 1 year or 2 years, Iran would refrain from any enrichment of uranium, and that it will allow extensive verification and inspection of its nuclear facilities. And so an interim agreement of this kind may be a solution instead of like a comprehensive agreement of the kind that was signed in 2015. I must also add that the head of the UN Nuclear Power Agency, Mariano Grossi, he said that Iran has been lying and evading inspection even when it agreed to verification by the UN agency, and that it might break away two nuclear weapons. And I think there's today or tomorrow a crucial meeting in Vienna. Mm-hmm. Whereby what is going to be on the table is criticism and condemnation of the Iranian behavior. This is something that could help the U.S. side in the next phase of the negotiations.
That is where we leave it. We're going to keep a very close eye on this story that was Professor Eitan Gilboa from the Center of International Communications.